We were seeing something in the city news here, something called the California Citizens Council, and they award a role model of the week citation each week to an individual they have found in the community who has done something outstanding. And we really, you know, with the tail end of the El Nino season, we wanted to recognize this individual because what he did, what he accomplished in saving the life of an 8-year-old boy was amazing. And we want to recognize this man. His name is Jeffrey Dowder. He is from Temple City. Because how often we have seen in the news very tragic picture of a kid being swept down the flood control channels. And God, you know, I mean, you save a kid like that, it's a miracle because that water is running so rapidly. But Mr. Dowder was successful in saving the life of a young kid named Billy Hawkins of Glendora back in January. And we want to get him on the line with us tonight and talk about really a most unusual and heroic effort. Mr. Dowder, thank you for joining us and congratulations on your Role Model of the Week Award. And we extend our congratulations to you and our thanks to you.
Oh, thank you very much. I want to thank California Citizens Council for giving me the award and recognizing me. And I want to thank Bill Hawkins' family for their thanks. It's just something that I did.
Do you think about things like that? I mean, we've often talked to heroes. Do you think or you just act?
No, you just act. This was all I did that day. And I remember I was on my bike because they have a bike trail that goes down the San Gabriel River. It's right off the 605 freeway there, and I did fortunately just see this kid going by, and I just instinctively reacted.
Tell me about what happened.
Well, like I said, it was back during some of the El Nino storms we was having. It was in late January, and I work in the middle of the day, so I usually spend my early morning hours biking. I like to bike down the bike trail that got on the 605. And I come on it from Azusa Canyon or from Azusa Avenue, and I go down the bike trail. And that morning, I was going down the trail about 10 o'clock. And
is this a paved bike trail?
Yeah, it's a paved trail, and it's also for jogging too. And it parallels the San Gabriel River channel, which is basically a big flood control channel. And I was riding my bike down along the bike pathway when I saw Billy, literally in the water in the middle of the channel. I could see his shoulders and I could see his head, and he was elevated above the water a little bit, and he was sailing along pretty good.
How fast is that? That water runs pretty fast, doesn't it? I mean, I've been told it's incredible.
Well, that day it was not as swift as it might have been because the rains were brand new, and fortunately the water was not that deep too. But that day it's probably running anywhere from 15 to 20 miles an hour. And when I saw him going by me, I sort of did like most people. I sort of looked and I went, you know, did I see what I saw? And I looked back and I saw him again. So I got on my bike and I started pedaling faster and faster to catch up with him. And that's when I noticed that I had a problem with the front fork on my bicycle, and I threw it down.
Now, a lot of people don't know your story, but you're on your bike, and the fork bent or something on your bike?
Well, the two spokes broke because of the bent fork on my bike, so I couldn't use the bike, and I had to get rid of it. What I had done was I pedaled ahead of him a little bit, and that's when the spokes broke on the bike.
What were you thinking of doing? Were you going to jump in?
Well, I didn't know what I was going to do. What I was going to try to track this kid as he was being pulled down the channel. But what I did do was, once the spokes on the bike broke and I knew that I'd not have no chance, then I threw the bike off, just jumped off, and I started running as fast as I could. The channel waters was carrying them pretty good, but I do bike an awful lot. I had run some track in high school, so I was, you know, I feel I'm in pretty good shape. I've got fairly good legs, and I just started taking off, running down the trail. And my thought was to at least try to get as far ahead of him as I could so that I could do something, you know, stop him or whatever.
So now the spokes on the bike have broken, and you're running?
I'm running as fast as I can, yeah.
Go ahead.
what I did was I started sprinting down the trail as fast as I could. I have a walking stick that I also use, which I'm carrying a backpack with me, so sometimes I'm biking, and sometimes I'll stop and walk out. They've got a natural preserve, nature preserve down there, too. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of nervous.
That's okay, you're doing great.
Anyway, started running as fast as I could. I got about 20 yards ahead of him, and that's when I knew that I had to do something. I either stop him somehow, and there's a chain link fence that separates the bike trail from the river, so I threw myself up over it. I had to do it in a way so that I didn't waste no time or nothing, and so I threw myself up over the chain link fence. And next thing I knew, it was going down into the river. And that was a dangerous move. I mean, you got a kid being swept down the river, and you jump into the river water. Well, it's like I said, I wasn't really thinking. All I was thinking now is how to save this kid. So I threw myself up over the chain link fence, and I slid down, literally, because there's a cement side that is sort of angled down, and I slid down into the river water.
Did you catch the kid as he was going by?
What I was able to do is I was a good 20 yards ahead of him at that time, and I swam out to the middle of the channel, and at that point I was able to grab a hold of him. The first thing I did, though, is before I got out of the water, is I tried to get him to hold on to the walking stick, and I held the stick out for the kid to grab a hold of. And he grabbed a hold of me. I thought at that point I was okay. But then I slipped out of my hands and I lost my grip.
And you went in the water, right? That's according to the news story.
Yeah, I went into the water.
You almost had that kid with that walking stick.
I almost did. I told him, kid, grab a hold. I was yelling to the kid, grab a hold of this. The kid grabbed it and then I slid in. So now I'm going down the river, but unfortunately I had a hold of the kid by this point. And what I did then was, I knew that I had to propel us to either side of the river, and I knew the water wasn't that deep, and the only chance I had was to get some momentum. So I held him tight to me, and I said, hold your breath. I got to try to get some momentum going. So we held our breath, took a big gulp of air. I submerged myself and the kid down, touched the bottom of the river, and propelled myself up from the bottom of the river toward the side of the river, of the river bottom of the bed. And that way...
Now you have submerged yourself and the kid.
That's right.
To the bottom of the concrete channel.
Correct.
And you've pushed yourself up toward the side.
Pushed myself up toward the side. And now we're on our way diagonally toward the side of the river, at which point then I was able to get a hold of one of the what they call those iron foot ladder. They're like,
I know what you're talking about. They're like a wrought iron footholds.
Right, on the side of the thing.
Now, we're talking about a boy who was floating by.
We were floating down the river on the side of the river. I've got a hold of the child, and I'm trying to think as clear as I can. What's the best thing to do? And I saw some wood floating by. I thought maybe I could use something to float myself and the boy by. And what happened at that moment, came by what looked like one of those platforms or pads that they load things on docks. It was floating by. It was wood, and it looked fairly buoyant. And at that point, I was able to get the kid and me up on top of it.
Was this floating?
It was floating. It was almost like a raft, yeah. I got me and the kid up on top of it. I had my walking stick, and I was able to use it as an oar and begin to direct and guide the floating pad as best as I could. But the walking stick slipped out of my hands. And
this was an adventure that you did not count on, did you?
No, I did not. I was out. The walking stick got caught, and it broke and slipped out of my hands. And here you got to understand, 2 hours before, 20 minutes before, I was out taking a bike ride.
Absolutely.
So now we're out in the middle of the river, and I've got the kid. I've saved the kid from the river. I've put him up on this pad, and I needed to direct the raft. So I busted off one of the pieces of wood from the raft and used it as an oar going from one side to the next. I've been fortunate because I was in a rowing team when I was in college, and I know a little bit about canoeing and kayaking. I got the kid in front of me. We sat down, and I began paddling it back and forth, and I was able to direct it from one side of the river to the next. And
so you have, not to interrupt you, Mr. Batter, you've slid into the river, you grabbed the kid, were able to propel this kid to the side, the handrail broke.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's, I kind of got a funny thought. I thought, geez, you know, if I give it out of this, I'd have sue the people that run the channel for that thing breaking on me.
But you found a floating platform of some kind, got the kid and you up on it, and you began to canoe this thing to safety, right?
Well, I started to, and I thought we were going okay. At that point, though, there seemed to be some kind of an obstruction, and it turned out to be a stack of leaves and tree limbs and stuff that had stacked up in the middle of the river. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, my God, oh, my God. We were heading right toward it, and sure enough, the raft we were on hit it and busted the raft apart. And I remember when I was on the raft, I says to the kid, what's your name? And he said, my name's Billy. And I said, Billy, you gotta hold tight. And when the raft busted apart, I said, Billy, grab a hold of my hand, grab a hold of my hand. The kid finally did, and now we're going down the river.
So you were on a raft that you were able to find that was floating down the river. It busted apart on these tree limbs.
Busted in half on the tree limbs, and now we're floating down the river. And at that time, my leg was hurt, too, because I cut it on some of the wood from the raft, so I was on my back. I couldn't use my leg. I could only use one leg and both of my arms, so I got the kid. The only thing I could think to do is I said, Billy, get on my back and hold around on my neck. So the kid was on my back. I maneuvered him around, got him on my back. He was hanging onto my neck, and then I just, with one leg, I was swimming, and with two arms and one leg. I'm just thinking about it now, man. But I had to be the kid riding piggyback. Then we come down, and I forget what street it was, but there was an overpass. And there was looked to be something like a piece of rope or something hanging from the overpass. So I swam over to it with my one leg and my two arms, and
I know it's very emotional.
It really is, man. My leg was hurting so bad, but I had the kid piggyback, and I grabbed a hold of the rope with my one arm, and then I just held on, man. I said, Billy, we're going to get out of this. And I remember saying to him, do you believe in God? And he says, yeah, my parents taught me about Jesus and everything. And I says, man, if we ever get out of this, I'm going to believe in God, too.
So, all right, hold on. This story is very compelling, and I've got a little treat for you now, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to listen to this. It's Billy Hawkins. We talked to him earlier, saying thank you to Jeff Dowder for saving his life.
Hi, my name is Billy Hawkins. I can go skateboarding near the Sam Gabriel River when I slipped and fell in. Thankfully, Mr. Jeff Dowder was there, and thanks to his quick action, I was saved. Thank you, Mr. Dowder, for letting me live another day. You are my hero.
How about that, Jeff? All right. Mr. Dowder is obviously a little emotionally overcome. This is the Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with more of this story. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. We're telling the story of Jeff Dowder. He has been named Role Model of the Week by the California Citizens Council. He saved the life of Billy Hawkins of Glendora, jumped into the San Gabriel River during the El Nino storms of January into a raging river, and saved this child's life. And again, we welcome you back, Mr. Dowder, for saving this kid's life. All of our thanks here for the people at KFI.
Well, it was. I'm happy to do it.
And the story you tell of jumping into this river, of grabbing a hold of the kid, of trying to get to the side only to have the handrail break, and then you found the floating platform that you were able to use as a canoe, paddling with a piece of wood. Now you have the canoe break out from underneath you, and you hit a rope, right?
Yeah, well, now the canoe is broken apart. This makeshift wood that we was on busted apart, and that's when I come by and I see a rope. And I knew that my arms was given out and the kid was falling off, so I had to hold on to the kid. And the only way to grab the rope was with my teeth, so I put the rope in my teeth, and we were hanging there. And, you know, all I could do was just say, please, 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 Billy, don't let go.
Now, how did you do, you had the rope in your teeth?
Yeah, because the kid was sliding off, so I grabbed the hold of the kid, the guy up on top of the overpass threw the rope down. I put the rope in my teeth, and then I grabbed a hold of the kid, and then the guy started to raise us, to haul us up.
So they hauled you out of the water with the rope in your teeth?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, man,
that's incredible.
Well, I lost my grip because one of my tooth broke, too. So
I got to tell you something, man, from all of us, and I don't, you know, there are acts of heroism from jumping into that river in the first place, using the makeshift canoe in the second place, then having it break apart underneath you, and then being able to hold onto that rope with your teeth while you held onto the kid as they pulled you out of the water. I've never heard of anything like that. I am astounded, absolutely astounded.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Henry. One of the things, though, after all was said and done, is I was kind of, if I could ask a question right now.
Go ahead.
Well, I was kind of surprised to find out that when you do something like that, that there's no reward or nothing. I mean, because I saved this kid's life. And
we have the kid. I played the kid's message to you.
Yeah.
Because he was thanking you. I'll play that again for you if you want to. I mean, for saving this kid's life.
Yeah, I heard the kid's message, but, I mean, my point is, you know, I could have died. He could have died. You know, I mean, I didn't get nothing or nothing from the city or anything.
Well, let's listen to Billy. This is Billy Hawkins, the kid whose life you saved.
My name is Billy Hawkins.
Yeah, I know about this.
I've been here skateboarding near the Sam's.
Yeah, I know about this, man.
Give you a river.
Hold on for a minute.
But I slipped and fell in. Thankfully, Mr. Jeff Dowdle was there and fixed his quick action.
Right.
So saved. Thank you, Mr. Dowdle, for letting me live another day. You are my hero.
How about that? The kid is thanking you.
Right, I heard that already.
Well, that's the kid whose life you saved.
I heard that already, man. What I'm saying is, where's the reward? Or don't they do that? I mean, I got nothing of real substance out of this event. I could have died. I threw myself in the river. I could have...
Well, are you complaining that nobody...
Well, I mean, they gave me an award. I mean, the California Citizens Council. And all... I mean, that's fine. But this is somebody's kid. And I spoke with the Hawkins family tonight about it, and they...
Well, were you calling them? Because...
I called them up just to say, what's, you know, are you... You know, how are you and everything? Because they'd given me their number, and they said, call us anytime. We owe you an awful lot. And I called them tonight, and I said, well, I haven't heard from you in a while.
I'm not sure I know what you're asking me, Mr. Downer. We saw your name in the news. You saved the life of a kid.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is I saved the kid's life, and I got nothing. I got what? Somebody says I'm a hero, and that's it? Because I know this kid's old man, this guy by the name of Wayne Hawkins. He's a wealthy heart surgeon, and all I'm asking for is why doesn't he pony up or something?
I mean, what are you coming out and asking for an award?
Well, I'm saying that I...
Well, just coming right out and asking for an award... Or reward sounds just a bit self-aggrandizing?
I don't know what you're talking about. I saved the kid's life. This old man's a wealthy heart surgeon. All I did was call over to their house tonight and say, you know, it's been 4 months since I saved your kid, and I haven't heard from you or nothing. What's up with that? You know, I mean...
So you want a reward?
Yeah, I mean, all I'm saying is don't you get... You know, what do you get for that?
Well, look, I mean,
the money might be nice, you know, some appreciation or whatever. I mean, all these people saying, yeah, good job, whatever, and that's it. This kid's old man's a wealthy heart surgeon. I know this dude's probably got stocks, bonds, whatever. I called the house tonight. I said, it's been 4 months. This dude's like getting, you know, snippy with me or whatever. He's hanging the phone. I saved the guy's kid's life. You know,
well, what did you say to the guy?
It's been 4 months, man. What's it all about? And this dude's like, hey, you know, thanks again for saving my kid. And I'm like, you know, I mean, I can't live on thanks, man. I've got to eat, you know. Thank you doesn't buy a sandwich, man. Thank you don't get me no milk. Thank you don't get me no pool or no car. What I'm asking about is what's up with the money?
And well, I can't answer that question. The California Citizens Council, they gave you an award.
Yeah, they gave you an award, man. I want a little something more.
Well, here is the kid thanking you.
My name is Billy Hawkins.
I don't want to hear the kid, man.
Near the sand.
This ain't paying my bills, man.
Gabriel River.
Shut
when I slipped
up,
and fell in. Thankfully, Mr.
The kid's saying thank you.
Shut up, man.
This is quick action.
Oh,
thank you, Mr. Data, for letting me live another day.
This ain't paying my bills. I'm asking for some kind of monetary reimbursement for what I done for the kid. I wish it's been serious hell since what it did.
All right, look.
I still got a busted tooth when I got it paid for. I got a leg that it was hurt for.
I don't know how you go about asking for a reward for saving somebody's life.
Well, there's got to be something I need.
You called the guy up. Did you say, look, I'd like some money for saving your kid?
Yeah, well, I said, you know, what's going on? And the dude, yeah, thanks a lot.
Woodland Hills on KFIN 640. Hello.
Yeah, this guy is totally selfish. I mean, what's your problem?
I saved the kid's life, dude.
Okay, that's great.
I'm totally selfish.
Yeah, you're a hero that you saved his life, right? I agree with you on that.
Right.
But you shouldn't deserve to get paid. What if it was you that was drowning?
Hey, man, it wasn't me that was drowning. The reality is, man, it was this kid that was drowning. I went out, I saved his sorry ass.
But still,
and ends up with this old man. I don't get no money out of it.
You don't deserve any money. You saved his life. That's the right thing to do.
If you save a guy's life, you don't give him no money.
That's not what should happen. You should be thanked because that's the right thing to do.
His old man's a heart surgeon at UCLA Medical Center.
What does that matter?
They live in West LA.
So? What does that matter?
If I hadn't been there, little Billy Hawkins, man, would be a flotsam.
What would have happened if he were to be drowning and somebody came along and saved you?
What me? You know, the what if, hey man, what if you had wheels and pedals, man? You'd be a bicycle, but you don't. I'm talking about what is, man.
Yeah, okay.
What do you want from this family?
I want a reward, five figures,
What are you talking about? You're just making an ass of yourself.
Hey, man, did you jump in a river and save a kid?
No.
Look, here's the kid saying
that. My name is Billy Hawkins. I'm in real skateboarding.
What are you doing, man?
The kid is saying thank you.
Turn it off,
I slipped and fell in. Thankfully, Mr. Jeff Stoddard was there, and thanks to his quick action, I was saved. Thank you, Mr. Data, for letting me live another day right here.
It would have been better if the kid died.
Hey, you don't even seem like you care about this kid. You're telling him to shut up and turn off the radio.
Man, all I'm saying is shut the kid up. I'm asking for the reward money, what I've done to save the kid's life.
If I were the kid's dad, man, I wouldn't give you anything. I'd say thank you.
You want a dead kid. Is that what you want, man?
The kid's not dead because you saved him.
Yeah, thank you, man. There it is, and I got nothing to show for. I got nothing to show for.
What kind of person are you?
Why do you
save someone's life and then you ask for a reward and then, like, you're talking to someone about the person?
Because I risked my life when I jumped onto the river.
So?
The kid would be dead.
You risked your life riding your bicycle.
I think that it's very, what's the word? It's bad form, old chap, to ask people for money for a voluntary act of jumping in.
I saved this kid's life, man. Don't give me your crap, man. This ain't the Titanic movie, okay? I'm talking
about... My name is Billy Hawkins. I've been here skateboarding near the Sam.
This is the kid.
Give you a whiffer.
I know it already.
But I slipped and fell in. Thankfully, Mr. Jeff Dowdle was there.
Yeah, thankfully I was there.
Thanks to his quick action, I was saved. Thank you, Mr. Dower, for letting me live another day. You are my hero.
There you go. You heard the kid say, thank you for letting me live another day. That's me, man. That's great, man. I saved him, man. And what do I got to show for it, man? I got a busted up leg. I got dental work.
You got some award from that.
Yeah, from the California Asshole Council, man.
Boy, that is really low.
People with an attitude like you are, right?
Absolutely. That is really low for you to say these people recognized you for, hold the line here. They recognized the guy for his contribution. 1-800-521-2555.
My name is Billy Hawkins.
Turn it off for crying out loud.
I've been skateboarding near the Sam Gabriel River when I slipped and fell in. Thankfully, Mr. Jeff Dowdle was there, and thanks to his quick action, I was saved. Thank you, Mr. Dowdle, for letting me live another day. You are my hero.
Jeff Dowdle with us, save the life of the kid. You know, your quick action, okay, saved that kid's life.
Yeah, I got your quick action swinging, man. You know, the thing that I want to know, man, and I asked your producer about it, too, is this interview I'm doing tonight? Am I getting paid for this?
No.
No, yeah, that's what I thought.
You know, San Pedro on KFIN 640. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, what I wanted to tell this gentleman is that I guess if he expects to get a reward for saving this little boy's life, then I guess he needs to write a check to the guy that threw him the rope because it all kind of went around.
Wait a second, man. If I hadn't been there, this kid would be dead meat.
Yeah, but didn't you say to the little boy also that...
Tag him and bag him, man. Tag him and bag him.
Didn't you also say that if you got out of there that you would believe in God too?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe God has actually created some way for you to make money without asking for it. I mean, look, you can do so much. You can go and start a seminar for schools and speak on safety and do something honorable than begging for money.
Anybody that ever saved one guy's life, they always give the guy some money or something.
Well, did you ask for it? I mean, if you're suffering from bills, obviously you're suffering from some mental and emotional anguish.
Well, yeah, right. I saved this Billy Hawkins' life.
My name is Billy Hawkins.
Turn it off, man.
I can really...
Tell me that.
Well, I think that if you've really got some financial problems, then you might ask nicely if you can ask for a donation. But I don't think anybody's life has a price on it.
Back when That's Incredible was on the air, they would have done a story on my deal and would have paid me cash. Now I got Phil Henry on KFI Radio, and I said to his producer, do I get a gratuity for being on? And he goes... No.
But then why are you not? You must like the attention.
Because I thought I'd get paid or something.
Well, there's lots of ways you can get paid, but nobody's going to dish out a check for you.
All
just for saving some other boy's life.
All I say to KFI Radio is they should cough up.
Well, we're not going to cough up.
I hope the guy that sent you the rope calls you up for some money and hounds you for it. Makes you feel bad about it.
He didn't do nothing. He just had a rope hanging there.
If he wouldn't have been there, you wouldn't be here to talk.
I'm the guy that put it in my teeth.
Well,
I'm the guy that got pulled up. God damn it.
Anyway.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Here is Newport Beach on KFIN 640. Hello.
Yes, hi.
I don't believe you put it in your teeth anyway. What do you think about that one?
Yeah? You're calling me a liar now?
That's right.
I just wanted to...
Yes, sir. Hello? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say, you know, it's funny. In 10 minutes, 15 minutes that I was listening to, how... You know, greatly you can fall down from being an ideal for something. You know, I was listening to you, and it was great. It was something people can look up to. And now you're nothing. Just you know, there are some things in this world you cannot put monetary compensation to. You cannot just value things that their money's worth.
Dude, I fished this kid out of a river.
It doesn't matter. You know what? You already got something out of it. You know what you got out of it?
What?
You already got the appreciation that made you feel like a person. What? Right now, you're not a person. You don't act like one.
Well, what?
Because you're not acting like a normal, intelligent human being who knows what life is all about.
What do you mean?
What I mean is that you put everything to their monetary value. And that's not how things work.
How?
You can't put feelings, you can't put relationships, you can't put someone's life and say it's worth this much money.
What?
It doesn't work that way.
Where?
What do you mean where? Here in this world, man.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. It's, you know, I'm personally Russian.
Actually, what you was.
Whatever. I just think
what
it's
you're saying is both,
you know?
Personally and professionally, you're Russian.
Yes.
You're a guard or a Russian?
Listen, I'm a security guard, and I come from Russia. And I've seen people in both cultures, both in the U.S. and both in Russia, and I think what you're talking about is extremely low and not worthy of human standards at all.
What came first, Russia or the security guard?
Let's say Russia. Does it matter?
Okay. There you go.
How does it change your opinion? I mean, my opinion does not change of you in any way.
No, man, but that's the point I'm making. Now we're on the same page.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Oh, man. God damn it, man. You're from Russia, right?
Uh-huh.
You're a security guard. Are
you
listening to me, man?
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
There is what?
What I'm trying to say, man.
I think you got some psychological problems, with all due respect.
It couldn't get any clearer. I'm saying you're from Russia.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And a security guard.
Sure. two things at once.
Read between the lines, man. Read between the lines.
You see, being those two things does not contradict other things. What you're being, what you're saying and what you're being are two completely different things.
Are you,
okay?
Are you?
I'm not. I'm trying not to be.
Okay, so now you see that it is.
What are you guys talking about? Are you? I'm trying not to be.
He's from Russia, man.
What, are you going to cry about it? He's from Russia. Great. Welcome to America. What the hell do you want me to do about it?
And a security guard?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Is your name Yuri?
No, my name is Vasily.
Silly?
Vasily. But that, well, listen, anyway, that's all I wanted to say, and I just think it's completely ridiculous. I think you're, I would be embarrassed of being related or being to know you personally. It's ridiculous.
How come they named you after a country?
It ain't Italy, it's Vasily.
It's Vasily.
Look, I want to ask you a question, man, okay?
Sure.
You're a security guard.
That's right.
I saved the kid's life, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you just this personally a favor. Would you give me some reward money?
Probably.
Okay, would you mail it to me?
Listen, if you called me up in the manner that I hear you right now.
I'm saying right now, will you mail me some?
Absolutely not. Never.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
Never.
For all the stuff America done for you?
Listen, America did a lot of things for me, and I'm grateful to America. Okay, that's not the issue.
Audio.
The issue is you being a person, okay? And you're not a person.
Hey,
not the way, not with what I'm hearing from.
Right. Adios, comrade.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Hey,
Violet. Geez, what an ungrateful clown you are, just for that.
My name is Billy Hawkins. I came here skateboarding and did a damn
game. AFI Los Angeles, more stimulated operators.